I heartily endorse this event or product.
Ahoy hoy, everybody. Welcome to a very special and also very brief anniversary celebration for the whole Talking Simpsons Network. I'm Bob Mackey, smiling politely. And who else is here?
Happy anniversary, Bobby. It's Henry.
That's right. And we wanted to put together a little short podcast to celebrate an entire year of this Patreon existing. 365 days. And I want to say probably 100 podcasts we publish, like literally one every 3 days.
Yeah, I know just under the Talking Simpsons tag, I believe it's 112 now.
Wow.
And then on top of that, there's 23 Talking Critics, 13 Futuramas, and I believe we're at a dozen interviews now as well.
And a dozen Talk to the Audience episodes. There'll be another one of those soon, too. Yeah. So. We just wanted to have a little podcast to say thank you to all of the supporters. This has been so great. I believe you've heard about our old job enough, but if I can just remind you, we tried for months to make a podcast. Mm-hmm. And to know that after we were free of that, we made 100 plus. It's such a great feeling, and it's so great that you guys have supported us this entire way.
For sure. You know, we were doing Talking Simpsons at night after that bad job, and we would always say to ourselves, like, how is it's so hard to make anything at this place when we can just make this. And we had always contemplated starting our own Patreon as a side thing, but you know, it always, I'm so happy all you listeners came through for us and supported us, but you know, it felt like a risk at first, especially to, like, I don't know, this was before I was in a relationship and had a roommate. So I was like, well, I don't know if I it's just up to me to support myself with this. I hope it does good.
Yeah. And I mean, we were launching separate from the previous network.
Yes.
And that was scary too. Like, well, how can this be viable on its own? We just kind of hope that people would follow us there, mm-hmm. you know, and be supportive of what we were doing on our own thing. And they were, thankfully. And
yes.
It is, like, it was so frustrating to not be able to make anything. And it feels so freeing and great to just say, let's do this. And then we do it. And then it's done. And then we can just be happy that we did it and then move on to the next thing. It's so great. And we've done so much. I can't believe who we've talked to just in the past year. Just like, we are hitting the hugest cheeses of The Simpsons. David Silverman, Mike Scully. We talked to Bill Oakley again, Mike Reese. Just so many, like, huge, huge people that were part of The Simpsons, and we hope to talk to even more next year. I honestly can't believe how many interviews we've had just in 1 year.
Yeah, just in 1 year. And that shows, like, the energy we were wasting in meetings that meant nothing all the time.
Should we,
like,
do this interview?
Yeah. Should we? Let's have a meeting next week and we might decide.
Send me an email.
And instead we got to just focus on that and get it done, like, and work on, you know, the interviews are great, but they do involve a bit of email tag and spending time on that. But that's planning time that is so much more worth it.
Yeah.
Not just for us personally, but also for you listeners, than planning shit that never happens anyway.
Exactly. We have a lot of really big things planned for the future. Our LA trip is coming up in about a month. We're going to be podcasting with some great people in LA, including, can we mention at least one of them? I think we have
it's
at least.
It's publicly been seen. But if you don't know the other great Simpsons podcast out there, Everything's Coming Up Simpsons with Ali and Julia, they offered to do a crossover episode with us, and we could have done it over the phone, but we're like, no, come on, let's have a trip to LA, baby.
We're going to become LA hotshots and sell out immediately. Yeah.
I mean, it is the home to podcasting. We've made it all work in San Francisco, but I'm looking forward to just seeing, like, we're going to get to go to their audio, their recording studio for HeadGum, I believe it is.
I'm really excited about that and to meet them. And also, I don't want to spoil any of our other guests, but we have a lot of great guests coming to record with us while we're in LA. Some other huge cheeses. So we're going to get a lot of great content out of that trip, including going to Universal Studios and, you know, going on the Simpsons ride and doing podcasts about that entire Simpsons theme park too.
Yeah. It's something we've been chatting about a million times. I think since the Flaming Moe episode, when we really dug into, like, yeah, what's at the Universal Springfield? It looks so cool. And I also, I want to say one thing I've loved about this last year is how we've opened up Talking Simpsons to a lot of guests. Like, we've had so many cool guests on. Like if I miss some, I'm sorry. I mean, I loved having on Matt McMuscles, Dan Reichert, Alex Navarro. Mm-hmm. And I mean, it's hard to not talk about the Chapo guys.
Yeah, they were great. They brought a lot of attention to our show, and yes, they were very grateful to be part of it. And they promoted us a lot too.
They really did. Yeah. Virgil and Matt were so great.
And people like Steven Stadak and Casey Green, like basically all of my heroes in comedy and podcasting and arts and everything, just helping us out and being part of our show has been great.
Mm-hmm. And Super Eye Patch Wolf and we've got, and Maddie Cop too. We've had like our good friends who we've not gotten to record as many podcasts with come on, like her, Kat Bailey.
Yeah.
We tweeted it out, and one with Nina Matsumoto is coming up, but she is so cool.
Frankly, some of these people are too cool for us, and yes, I want to know what they're thinking when they're sitting down to record with us.
We're all united by our nerdiness for The Simpsons.
And also, I wanted to mention the live shows. We're about to do our, about in a month, we'll be doing our fourth live show in 2018. I never thought I'd be doing this. I mean, I do Retronauts panels, but I never thought I'd be like performing comedy this often, and people are showing up, and it's been so great, and also a little nerve-wracking in the half an hour before, but once we're doing it, once it's over, it feels so great.
I'm pacing around a lot beforehand. Yeah. But that we got to do it at SF Sketchfest, like that had been a dream for us to.
Oh yeah.
To now we can just say like, as seen at SF Sketchfest, like that's just a credit. I think that we got to interview Dana Gould there.
Yeah,
too,
amazing.
In person,
he kind of just fell into our laps, to be honest. Yeah. And we're like, yes, we'll interview Dana Gould, and he was great. He was so great. Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
He was exactly what you want from Dana Gould. He was so giving with stories. He told us the 9/11 story of the Simpsons and
his 9/11 barbecue.
And also, yeah, I do want to say the launching What a Cartoon was another big one for us.
Yes.
Too. Like getting to do our second weekly podcast we had been dreaming of from when we started the Patreon, you know?
Uh-huh, and it's gotten given us a chance to cover so many other cartoons, including anime, which I'm very happy we can finally cover. We just didn't have a space for it outside of the Simpsons universe, so I'm glad we can finally cover things that aren't necessarily animated sitcoms.
Yeah, when we're on the Simpsons, and when we were talking about a Simpsons episode, we'd have a reason to digress into Space Ghost talk or Mystery Science Theater talk or whatever. We didn't have a place to put all that, and now we kind of do. And I also just love when each of us produces a show that we get to go into the history of it and just that research deep dive into like how it happened and also just telling the story of how it happened.
It's so much fun. Some happy stories and some sad stories come out of that.
Yeah. We just recorded one with a bit of a sad story.
Yes, but it's very interesting and it's very telling how it informed the show. But anything else we should cover? I'm just so grateful to everybody listening out there for continuing their support. I mean, we are a little worried sometimes when we have to end a mini series and take a little break to do other stuff that people will, you know, withdraw their support. But that's never happened. Like between Talking Critic and Talking Futurama, there was no drop off. I'm not seeing a big drop off after Talking Critic. And I think we're going to be really close to unlocking our second mini series this year, which will probably start in the fall. So you guys have a lot to look forward to. And always, we have probably like at least one bonus podcast a week, even without a mini series. So there's a lot going on.
Yeah, we keep ourselves pretty busy. We love doing that. Like it's, I have always been busy and a workaholic at jobs, but like I was a workaholic for 7 years at a job that I became personally invested in foolishly because I didn't own it. And the second I was gone, my shit was erased immediately.
Yeah,
me too. I should have known that was the deal, but I didn't and it hurt. But now I'm making a thing that's like, this is ours. Nobody can take it from us.
I can delete my own stuff from the internet if I want to, exactly. Not some executive.
And hitting all those milestones has just been great. Like I was satisfied with what we had in the first month of this, but you know, now it's more than doubled from that. And it's just been great to see. And I just love, you know, this is our full-time job. We do this and I love being able to focus on that and let my parents know I'm a big deal. I'm a big deal.
And not to pat ourselves on the back, but I mean, this is what this entire podcast is, by the way, but I'm glad that we do take it seriously. We do treat this like a business. We do try to take care of our guests when we can. We always buy them dinner. We take care of their transit if they need it. So I feel like that's part of why we've been able to stick around. It's like we are very careful with our money. We know how taxes work, and we put aside money for that. So I feel like the fact that we take it seriously is why we're still around, and we didn't just screw it up after the first month.
Yeah. And that also does remind me, like, in the past couple of months, especially for when we launched What a Cartoon, like, Mr. Matt J on Twitter, he has been so helpful for us.
Oh, yeah.
In those podcasts, especially. Like,
please tweet out to Mr. Matt J on Twitter. He's been a great part of our network. And I mean, he's been on like so many What a Cartoons. He's lent so much of his animation expertise to all of our shows. So mm-hmm. I feel like he's been super vital to our entire operation. He loves podcasting with us. I'm glad he's not sick of coming out here to hang out with us and podcast. And we just saw Space Mutiny together, the Riff Tracks thing. We had a little field trip for the network.
That was nice. Yeah, and I look forward to doing tons more cool stuff in the future. Like, we've got big plans. We're getting more guests lined up. Like, our July trip's gonna be so cool. Here's to another year of awesome Talking Simpsons.
Yeah, thanks so much, guys. We'll see you on the next podcast.
Infotainment.